Hey, welcome back to Morning Minutes. We are in a series called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. My name is Lena, and I hope we are good friends by now, and you're familiar to the rhythm of Morning Minutes. We go through a book of the Bible Monday through Friday in five-ish minutes and highlight three application points to what the Lord has given us in His Word. I love the Word of God. I love how it changes us, and I pray that it's doing that in your life. Today, we are in Episode 6, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. I called this teaching what you cannot afford to miss. And let me go ahead and start off our week with these verses. Paul is writing, by the way, to a church that needs correction. And he has laid the ground by talking about a lot already. Primarily, the power that is in us is the power of the cross. And I pray that this week you will be filled with the power of God in that. But let me keep going in that same thought that we left off last week. Paul writes, "And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom." For, by the way, verse 2 is one of my favorite all-time verses. "For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Man, talk about focus. That's awesome. We're going to come back to that. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Now, Paul is beating this horse to the ground, and thank God he is, because what he's saying here is awesome. Now, he's already made this point. Guys, this isn't about leaders. This isn't about people. This is about Jesus. Our strength is not in our wisdom and our ability to convince people. God is the one who convinces us. Now, he keeps going. He's like, let's talk about Jesus for a minute. He's like, this is so important. And he uses himself as an example. He's like, "You look at me. I bring nothing to the table." We know Paul's credentials if you know the Bible. And some of this is hyperbole, but some is not. And people talk about what was it that was Paul? Was he short? People talk about him being super short or having a speech impediment. Later, there's some theories from his 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that maybe he had a vision problem that was a thorn in the flesh. We don't know. But we know that here he talks about the fact that he's not such a great speaker, but that he had a powerful God. And so you can't afford to miss what he's trying to say. Let me summarize it in 3 points. Number one, there's only one thing worth knowing, and it is the cross of Jesus. All right, that verse 2 that I told you is stupendous. It's amazing. It's magnificent. It is what your life focus should be, and mine, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, many of us have forgotten that. We have made our life about our careers, our education, our friends, our social status, our sports, our talents, our gifts, our ministries. And you think, man, it's the ministry. Isn't that important? Not pales in comparison to what Paul has boiled down his life to, which is to know nothing except the cross of Christ and Christ and Him crucified. He's like, this is it. You dwell on Jesus and Him crucified. You've got it. Is your life showing that focus? How? Think about it. How would your life change if you lived with this sort of focus? Do you know, you're like, man, I'm not a monk. I can't do this in my life. Stop and think about it, because you can have this Jesus and Him crucified as the center of your life, and it will impact your schooling, your families, your education, your finances, and on and on and on. So there's only one thing worth knowing, and it is the cross of Jesus. The cross is too important not to make the center of your life. The cross always puts everything else in perspective. The cross is where everything starts and everything ends. Now, again, not the cross per se, not the wooden beam, but what happened there. Christ laying down His life for us and then raising from the cross, so that the cross is empty now. That victory that we have, the power of the cross, Christ's obedience, His perfection living for us and in us even now. This is huge. All right, number two, there's only one thing you can rely on, and it's God's Spirit. So Paul's saying, man, look, I'm not all that. He's like, I didn't come to you in lofty speech. He goes, I was with you in weakness and fear and trembling, and my speech and message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of Spirit and of power. That reminds me of that verse, I think, in the Old Testament. Was it Zephaniah or Zechariah? Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And this is what he's saying. The Holy Spirit is power when I am weak. His Spirit works through me when I am afraid, when I feel like I can't do it, that I don't have what it takes. So if you're in that place today, rejoice. If Paul said that, if Paul lived that way, how much more we can rejoice in knowing that this same Spirit is living in us. All right, so there's only one thing worth knowing. It's the cross of Jesus. There's only one thing you can rely on. It's God's Spirit. Thirdly, there's only one thing worth trusting, and it is God and His ways. You know, this is all about trust. It's about trusting a God who loves you so much, who called you to himself. You say, how do I know he loves me? Maybe you're living in a season in your life, like I spent so much time, this space in between. You're between the promise and the delivery of the promise. You're in the waiting and you're not sure. Maybe you had a dream and God is like, wait, and now it looks like your dream is dead and you doubt whether God loves you. Listen, look no further than the cross. God loves you. God has called you. Do not be swayed by what you see, but by faith, rest in knowing who God is and how much he loves you because of what he did for you in the cross. Human strategy will only take you so far. Human wisdom will always fail you in the end. Human feedback will always hurt you until you line up with the cross. I mean, Paul was saying, look, Paul knew what people thought about him. He knew what they said about him. It would have devastated me if I felt like everybody thought I was lousy. But Paul was undaunted. Why? Because he understood that the power of the message was the power of Christ, who had was crucified on the cross and had risen. How did he know that? Because he had made his life focused on knowing nothing except the cross. So he could say, if you were here, that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And I hope you can say it too. Have an awesome day. I'm praying for you. And if you want to email me at any point, you can do it at Lina, L-I-N-A, at livingwithpower.org. Hey, I'd love for you to share this with your friends. Otherwise, subscribe if you haven't yet. And take some time, reread these verses. Ask God to show you what he has for you today. He's a faithful God, and he will. I'll see you again tomorrow.